From the UK Ag Weather Center, here is your Kentucky climate summary for the period October 2012. Below normal temperatures and below normal rainfall. October was full of unusual events, from extreme temperature swings to another hurricane wrecking into the Commonwealth. Throughout the month, we had numerous periods where it felt as though we were in an Indian summer, as the bluegrass states saw well above normal temperatures in the 70s and at times, 80s. On a few separate occasions, this was the case, but very strong cold fronts brought us back to reality soon after, putting our temperatures well below normal. This was extremely evident the third week of the month, when one day it was in the upper 70s to low 80s and the next day highs only rose into the 40s and 50s. As the end of October neared, all eyes shifted to Hurricane Sandy in the Atlantic and its track west into the East Coast. After the remnants of Isaac drenched the Commonwealth in early September, the remnants of Hurricane Sandy brought much different impacts in the form of high winds and snow to the Commonwealth. As a hurricane, Sandy's central low pressure dropped tremendously and in doing so, created a very extensive pressure gradient. This acted to increase wind speeds all around the cyclone. Speeds over 25 miles per hour and gusts around 40 were common at times across the state as Sandy meandered westward toward Kentucky. The only portions of Kentucky to see significant precipitation was mostly eastern areas. As stated above, snow was common in eastern Kentucky, with some higher elevations accumulating more than a foot. According to the Jackson NWS office, the 1.1 inches of snow that they witnessed on the 30th made for the second snowiest October on record in Jackson. Mostly all extreme eastern portions saw at least 2 inches in liquid equivalent over the time span. In topping off all of Sandy's impacts, northwesterly winds made conditions uncomfortable for a couple days, as temperatures only rose in the 40s during the day, with some locations not getting out of the 30s. Temperatures for the period averaged 56 degrees across the state, which was 2 degrees cooler than normal. High temperatures averaged from 67 in the west to 65 in the east. Departure from normal high temperatures ranged from 4 degrees cooler than normal in the west to 5 degrees cooler than normal in the east. Low temperatures averaged from 47 degrees in the west to 46 degrees in the east. Departure from normal low temperature ranged from 0 degrees from normal in the west to 3 degrees warmer than normal in the east. The extreme high temperature for the period was 84 at Owensboro and the extreme low was 26 at Cynthiana. Precipitation for the period totaled 2.83 inches statewide, which was 0.46 inches below normal and 86% of normal. Precipitation totals by climate division: west 3.26 inches, central 2.55 inches, bluegrass 2.15 inches and east 3.37 inches, which was minus 0.26, minus 0.84, minus 0.93 and 0.18 inches respectively from normal. By station, precipitation totals ranged from a low of 1.23 inches at Lexington to a high of 5.51 inches at Mayfield. Get the latest weather products from the UK Ag Weather Center.